We learn about the church.
学的是关于教会。
Remember, Peter's writing a letter to offer hope to Christians scattered around Asia.
当时这个彼得是写一封信给当时这个四散流亡四方的这个基督徒们。
They're scattered and exiled.
他们是分散的各去，而且是属于流放的状态。
They're starting to suffer persecutions for their faith.
基督徒当时开始因为他们的信仰。
They're suffering because they're following Jesus.
因为他们跟随耶稣，所以他们受逼迫。
So throughout this letter, Peter offers his readers hope.
通过这封信呢，彼得是给他读者一个盼望。
He offers them hope to last through suffering.
所以这个盼望可以让他们度过这个困难的时
期。He gives them hope of future inheritances.
也给他们将来
And offers hope to live holy lives. Now Peter is going to give hope to the church.
彼得也给教会一个希望。
By describing the relationship God has to the church.
他描述了这个教会和神的一个关系。
He shows that the church is in a privileged relationship, in a privileged position in God's sight.
他告诉我们在神的眼中教会有一个很特殊的地位。
And as a result of that position, we have a privileged role to play in God's plan.
所以因为这个原因，所以我们也有特殊的这个角色在完成神的计划。
In order to understand this, we first must understand what the church is.
要理解这个，我们首先要理解教会是什么。
The church is defined by her relationship to Jesus Christ.
教会是定义为这个我们和耶稣的一个关系。
Broadly speaking, the church consists of people who believe in Jesus Christ.
广义的说呢，这个教会是由相信耶稣基督的人组成的。
All Christians living between the day of Pentecost and Acts 2 until the rapture are part of this church.
所有的基督徒从最初的五旬节一直到将来被提这段期间的，都是教会一部分。
The church is not a building.
教会不仅仅是一个楼一个房子。
Even though today we'll see that church is used, that a building is used to illustrate the church. The church itself is not the church building.
也许大家看到今天有很多时候看到想到教会的时候是看到一个教会的房子。
But the church is more than just an organization.
教会不仅仅是一个组织。
The church is people.
教会真的是关于人。
The church is God's people.
教会是神的信神的人。
Peter shows here that the church is built upon Jesus Christ.
彼得在提到这个教会实际上是建立在基督耶稣基督的基础上。
In verses 4 and 5, he shows that Jesus is a living stone.
在第四到五节，他提到耶稣是我们这个房角石。
And as we read further, we'll see that.Peter is using this analogy of an ancient temple building to show what kind of stone Jesus is.
在我们往下看的时候，其实，他是彼得是用当时古时候，他们造这个殿、造真殿、造这个圣殿的这个形式来比喻什么是房角石。
First, we see that Jesus is the cornerstone.
首先，这个耶稣是一个房角石。
A cornerstone is a ceremonial stone.Which is laid down at the beginning of the construction program.
这个房角石呢是一个有非常有仪式性的一个石头，它是在刚开始进房子之前就要放下。
It's a special stone that's usually cut so that it intersects two exterior walls.
它是一个特殊的这个石头，它会被切成有两面是和两个外墙相接的。
The idea is that out of this first stone, all the other stones are laid according to it, so it lines up.
这个主要的想法就是用这个石头做基石头，因此就对准它一个一个往上来。
So if you lay the cornerstone crooked,
如果你的这个房角石没有放正的话
，you might end up with a leaning tower pizza. You don't know what you get.
所以你会弄一个很奇怪的房子出来，可能会倒掉。
The whole building follows this cornerstone.
所以整个房子都是。照着这个房角石来建造。
The ancient people recognized the importance of the stone and usually had a ceremony about laying down this cornerstone.
古时候的人他们特别看重这个仪式，他们在 安放这个房角石的时候，通常会举行一个一个正式的仪式。
The Jewish Encyclopedia describes this process that the pagans followed.
在犹太教的他们，犹太教他们这个一些百科全书里面讲到他们这个怎么样造这个过程。
The laying of the cornerstone of a city or a great structure was the occasion for solemn rites in the ancient times. To the pagan mind, it appeared as an undertaking provoking the jealousy of the deity and as some bloody sacrifice is offered to pacify him. Henceforth, the foundation stone or the threshold beneath which the sacrificial blood was shed remained the seat of the guardian spirit of the edifice and hence the altar of the household.
这个当他们放下这个一个房角石，不管是一个修一个城或者修一个大的这个建筑的时候呢，这是非常严肃的一个仪式，在古代的时候。对有即使不是基督徒，就是对这个外族人来看的话，他们认为当他们做这个事情的时候，通常进房之后，他们担心会引起神的这个怒气或者是嫉妒，所以他们需要找一个这个带血这个祭物放在这个房角石下面。通常他把血壶放到倒到这个房角石下面，这样的话，这个石子就变成好像是一个这个他们这个神灵的一个座位一样，在上面，这样他们最后就变成一个祭坛那个地方。
So it is reported that archaeologists would find bones of animals or even infants beneath the cornerstone.
现在时候有些这个考古学家都发现到这个，在这个房角石下面看到一些动物的骨头啊，甚至婴儿的骨头。
Peter says here that Jesus is a cornerstone.
彼得说耶稣就是一个我们的房角石。
His sacrifice for us on the cross is what makes this a cornerstone.
他在十字架上的牺牲。
His sacrifice is the reason that the church exists.
他的在十字架的牺牲，这是我们教会存在的原因。
Without the cross, there would be no church.
如果没有十字架的话，就没有教会。
God could not have a relationship with sinful people without payment for sin.
神也不会有一个和我们有一个好的关系。
Apart from the cross,
代价
we had no access to God.
如果没有耶稣在十字架上，我们也没法进入到神那里去。
All for sacrifices to be unacceptable to God.
所有的这个献祭都不会被神所接纳。
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross stands in stark contrast to the animals and infants that the pagans offered on their cornerstones.
所以耶稣作为一个祭物在十字架上，就好像这个祭物被放在这个房角石下面的祭物一样。
Only Jesus' sacrifice is worthy.
区别是耶稣的牺牲是更有价值的。
Finally, we also know that Jesus resurrected from the dead.
我们知道耶稣是从死里复活的。
He is a living stone.
所以他是一个活石。
So instead of a dead sacrifice being buried under the altar, under the cornerstone, Jesus is a living stone where we build our lives on.
所以不是像那个在房角石下面那些死的祭物一样，耶稣是一个活的祭物，是一个活石，在这个基础上，我们才能建立成我们的这个活石。
Jesus is a cornerstone and the whole church is built upon.
所以耶稣是一个房角石，我们整个教会就这个之上。
And we like Jesus are called living stones of this great building, this church.
我们也被称为这个活石，像耶稣一样。
You see, the church is not built on human ideas.
教会并不是建立在一个人的一个想法。
We don't base our worship on the newest scientific findings or studies in behavior sciences.
我们不是因为这个最新的科学的发现或者是行为科学的研究结果我们来敬拜。
The values of the church does not shift over time.
教会的价值是不会改变的，随着时间。
It's not like the political parties of the United States where we change values to try to gain add voters or add members to the church.
不像这现在的一些政党一样，他们为了得到更多的投票选票，他们会改变他们的一些价值。
The church is founded and must remain true to Jesus' teachings.
教会是基于耶稣基督的教导。
We're not free to build on this church according to our own insights.
我们不是来进一个教会凭我们自己的想法。
We must allow Jesus and his teachings to be the cornerstone. God is a massive planner and architect. It is his church. When Jesus calls us to love our neighbors, and he clearly teaches us who our neighbors are, that our neighbors include more people, more than the people that love us. We must learn to love our neighbors. We must build a church upon Jesus' words to preach the gospel and show love to all of our neighbors. We're not free to choose who to love. We can't only love the people who look or dress or act like us. As Jesus' church, we must follow his foundation. We must follow the build upon his cornerstone. Jesus here is also the stumbling block. A stumbling stone. This builds on the imagery of the cornerstone. The cornerstone, yeah. If there's a stone on the ground, it could be placed there by the architect. It could be the cornerstone that the architect placed. But if one of the construction workers decided that he didn't like the architect's plan, and he thinks this building should be built in a different way, he may be busy laying his own plans and in making his measurements and making his plans, he will trip over this cornerstone. Instead of being something to build upon, it's something that trips him. Anyone who tries to build upon the church with a different blueprint than what God has given us in the cross trips over the cross, stumbles over Jesus Christ. This errant construction worker is one who meets Jesus and rejects him. We discussed this a little bit on Friday for youth group. But you know that when we're faced with Jesus, we are faced with a decision. The cross demands a decision. When we're faced with this cross, we must choose to either accept it, build our lives upon its cornerstone, or we reject him and this becomes our tumbling stone. Stumbling block. We don't have time to go into verses 6 through 8 today, but hopefully we'll come back and explain this a little bit more in the future. But the idea is that when we face the cross, we have to make a choice.
但是主要的是我们当我们面对十字架的时候，我们要做一个选择。
We also know that Jesus is a living stone.
我们知道耶稣是一个活石。
Now why is Jesus called a living stone?
为什么耶稣被称为一个活石呢？
Have you ever seen a stone that's alive?
你有没有看到一个石头是真的是活的？
It's kind of an oxymoron, right? Stones are by nature not inanimate, not living.
奇怪的两个字，这个活和石这两个字，一个是。
In fact, it's gone as far as something alive as you can think of. As we mentioned before, Jesus is a living stone because he rose from the dead. He's different than all the sacrifices found under the temple cornerstones of the pagan houses. And because he rose from the dead, we too are alive. You see, the church is in every way like Jesus. We have life because Jesus, by his resurrection power, makes us alive with him. He has conquered death. And only his sacrifice is acceptable to God. Only through Jesus can the church be what God desires the church to be. Now that we see the church's relationship to Jesus, we will now turn to see the church's status in God's eyes. In verses 4 and 9, Peter gives us a whole bunch of descriptions of what the church is like. We're a race chosen by God. We're precious in God's sight. We're a royal and holy priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are God's people. His own possessions. And we're people who receive mercy. When you look at this passage, you should see the high esteem that God has for us. Imagine, he chose us. Out of all the peoples of the world, he chose us. He treasures us. We're precious in his sight. What is something precious to you? If you ask parents, often it will be their children. Husbands often think of their wives. Now, this is what God thinks of us. That we are precious. Consider this. God calls us a people for his own possession. When he looks at us, he says, this people, this church belongs to me. The creator of the universe looks at the church and says, this is mine. He considers our church as his own to protect. To cherish, to treasure, to love, and to extend mercy. Peter uses the Old Testament descriptions of Israel to show us that the church is this close to God, this highly esteemed by God. I think in these sections, mercy is the key. Verse 10, it says, at the end it says, once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are people who receive God's mercy. It's not our majesty, it's not our charm that demands that God pays attention to us. None of us can go on the street and tell God, look how wonderful I am, you have to choose me. There's nothing in us that makes God choose us. Yet God chose us. And he chose to love us. He chose to love us so much as to send Jesus on the cross to die for our sins.
他如此爱世人，所以他甚至送他的这个独生子耶稣来到世上。
If in God's perfect justice He chose not to send Jesus, we would have no complaint to God.
如果神不派来耶稣的话，来拯救我们的话，我们也没什么可以抱怨。
Yet we know we're chosen by God because of His mercies.
所以我们知道我们被神拣选，是因为全是在于神的怜悯。
Because of His goodness, not because of who we are, God chose us.
全是因为神的良善。和他的好,
if you ever feel like a church is in a difficult stage, if you feel like being a Christian is hard in this world, we need to reread this passage and look at how highly God esteems in His great love for the church. Because of God's high esteem for the church, He also has great expectations for the church. Two descriptions here tell us about the role that God expects the church to live out.
有两个字在这里，两个形容词在这里讲到教会，神对我们教会的这个期望。
The church is called a holy and royal priesthood and a holy nation.
一个是一个圣洁和有君尊的祭司，另外一个叫圣洁的国度。
Because of God's high view of the church and His great love for the church is expected to be able to serve as God's priests and be a holy nation.
因为神看重我们的教会，而且他因为他的对我们教会的爱，所以我们的教会也是希望，他也希望我们教会能够服侍神，像这个神的祭司一样，也教会成为一个圣洁的国度。
A holy nation is a nation that is set apart holy to God.
圣洁的国度是一个国度就是神特别分别为圣出来的。
When you read the Old Testament, you see Israel was called to be a holy nation.
当你看这个旧约圣经的时候，能看到以色列人都成为一个圣洁的国家。
They have feasts they had to carry out.
他们有一些传统的节日。
They had rituals which they performed.
他们有些仪式。
Circumcision was a special sign given to them.
还有割礼这个仪式。
And they couldn't eat things like lobster. They had dietary laws to tell them to be separate from the rest of the world.
他们不能吃龙虾，因为有饮食的这个条例。
When the nations around them saw Israel,
所以当别的国家看见以色列人的时候呢
，They knew that they were a different nation.
他们知道他们是不同的一个国家。
They were a nation set apart for God.
他们的这个国度是为神特别分别出来。
And fortunately, throughout the history of the Old Testament, we see Israel failed to be separate.
但是很。遗憾的是，当我们看这个旧约历史时，我们看到以色列他们没有达到神的期望。
They failed to consistently be holy.
他们没有始终如一的像成为一个圣洁的国度。
Nevertheless, when people saw a Jew, they knew they were Jewish. They're not Gentiles.
当人们看见这个以色列人的时候，他们知道他们是以色列人，而不是外邦人。
We as a people, as a church, are called to be holy.
我们作为一个教会，作为一个圣洁的国度。
We don't have the external laws to keep, but we do have, by our hearts and by our actions, we have to prove to be holy.
我们并没有一个外在的这个法律来规范我们，但是我们是被我们的心和我们的行为来辖制。
We're also called to be a priesthood.
我们也被呼召作为祭司。
We learn from the Old Testament that the role of the priest is to bring people to God.
我们从旧约圣经里我们了解到这个祭司的作用就是把人带到神面前去。
Prophets would tell people from God the words of God.
先知是把神的信息带给人。
But priests would bring the sacrifices of men to God.
但是祭司呢，他们是把这个祭物带给神那里去。
Our role as priests today is not to offer sin offerings or guilt sacrifices.
我们今天作为祭司这个角色，并不是去 信这个罪的祭啊，信这个信祭。
Jesus already paid the ultimate sacrifice. He is our high priest.
耶稣已经我们付了这个代价。
We're not priests like the Levite priests were in Israel to offer sacrifices. We're priests as Israel was a kingdom of priests.
我们不是，我们做祭司，并不是就是我们要再拿这个祭物到神那里去祭祀，而是像以色列人一样，我们是一个祭司的这个国这个群体。
We are to bring people to God.
我们的作用是带领人到神那里去。
We are to bring people to God by pointing them to Jesus.
我们是通过把人带到耶稣那里，这样带他们去神。
These adjectives are holy and royal, shows our devotion to Jesus as our King, and that we're set apart for this priesthood.
这个词holy 这个词讲的就是这个祭司是和神。是属神的，是和世界分开的。而这个 royal 这个词呢，是讲这个，我们是完全把耶稣看作我们的这个王。
Okay, so verse five says we're to offer as priests we're to offer sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Verse five. Okay, 在第五节的时候。提到我们是,
to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 最后
okay. 我们是通过通过给我那个灵命上的这一个祭物。
Spiritual sacrifices. This is what we do as priests.
作为祭司，这个灵命上的这个信祭是怎么回事？
The sacrifice that we offer is how we live our lives in light of the cross.
So, this 个记录我们要信的是怎么样我们的生活，怎么样过我们的生活。
What do I mean?
我这意味着什么呢？
We all lived once before we knew Christ. We lived to ourselves.
我们曾经按我们自己的想法生活，在我们知道耶稣之前。
Whatever lusts, covetous, selfish desires we had, we went after it.
不管是情欲方面的，或者贪婪。自私方面的一些欲望。
We have no regard to what God defines as right or wrong.
我们去做那些不是按照神的定义，什么是错的，什么是对的。
But now as Christians,
现在作为我们基督徒呢
，We must deny ourselves and find our true joy in serving God.
我们必须放下我们自我，而且找到我们真正的这个快乐。
To serve Christ with our holy lives.
不是神和过有圣洁的生活。
This holy life is our sacrifice.
这个圣洁的生活就是我们的这个祭物。
This old creature we left it to die. We left it to die on the cross with Jesus.
脑的我们会死在这个十字架上，和耶稣一样。
Or selfish outbursts of anger at our wives.
我们这个自私的，有时候对我们的妻子的发怒。
Or hoarding of money at the expense of the poor.
我们有时候这个从穷人那里得到更多的钱。
Or desire to return evil for evil.
或者我们的以怨报怨的这种态度。
We leave all these at the cross.
我把这个都放在十字架。
Because we're a new creation, we learn to love our wives as Christ loved the church.
所以作为新创造的人呢，我们要学习怎么样，爱我们的妻子，就像神怎么样爱他的教会一样。
We learn to share our goods because we realize that God is the giver of all good things.
我们学习怎么样分享我们的东西和别人。
And we return good for evil, for in faith we know that God desires to do good.
我们也会以德报怨，因为我们相信神希望我们这么去做的。
This is our spiritual sacrifice.
这也是我们灵命上的这个。
We as a nation of priests.
我们作为一个祭司的这个群。
When we live sacrificial lives, we'll bring others to face Jesus.
那我们过一个牺牲的生命，然后我们会带别人到 神这里来。
And this will fulfill our priestly duties.
这样我们才能完成我们作为祭司的一个责任。
Then as the people are brought to Jesus, they will either have to face Jesus and become part of the church, part of the living stones, or they will stumble over the truth.
当这些人被我们带到耶稣面前的时候，他们或者是接受耶稣，像我们一样成为教会的一部分，或者他们可能会拒绝耶稣，成为这个。
But we must bring people to Jesus.
但是我们必须带人到耶稣这里来。
And one thing I want to know is here is that we are talking about priests. The priesthood is talking about the whole church.
有个事情我想说清楚是这个，我们讲这个祭司的时候是讲整个教会。
The whole church must act together as a priesthood to bring people to God.
我们整个教会必须大家一起，像这个。
As a nation, as a people, these are all collective groups.
是一个国度，或者说是一个群体，我们来。
This emphasis in this text is on the corporate priesthood, not that each individual Christian is a priest.
所以他这个地方的重点就是强调我们作为一个群体，作为教会，我们要做祭司的工作，而不是指每一个人我们真的做祭司这个。
So as a church, we build upon this cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
所以教会呢，我们是建立在耶稣的这个房角石的基础上。
His teaching shows us how we ought to live our lives.
他的教导是教导我们怎么样过我们的生活。
And his sacrifice enables us to be right with God.
他在十字架上的牺牲，让我们能够可以和神在一起。
So as we're his church, how do you think our neighbors look at us as a church?
作为一个教会，你觉得我们这些邻居们他们会怎么看我们的教会呢？
What do they see?
他们会看到什么？
When people think in Woodbury, think of 3CW, do they think of us as people who received mercy?
当人们想起我们这个牧神华人教会者，他会想到我们是接受到了神的怜悯吗？
By the way we live,
通过看到我们怎么样生活，
are we characterized by holiness?
我们是不是过了一个圣洁的生活？
When they see our lives, do they want to repent of their sins?
当他们看见我们生活的时候，他们会不会悔改他们的一些罪？
Look at verse 12.
看看第十二节。
Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些诽谤你们是。
How are we doing?
我们做得怎么样呢?
Do people see Jesus as a living stone through us as living stones?
人们是因为通过耶稣这个活石，看到我们也像活石一样吗?
How effective is your priesthood?
我们这个作为祭司做得怎么样?
Are we a holy people set apart for God?
我们是一个圣洁的一些圣洁的一群人，是分别为圣。
And then we, by words and conduct, bring people to God, praise God.
通过我们的话和我们的行为，把人带到耶稣这里来。
If we're honest, this is a very difficult question for us to answer.
如果我们大家是诚实的话，这是一个很难的问题。
We feel like this is a very heavy burden to be priests.
所以这是一个其实很大的一个负担，作为祭司来说。
How can I live my life like this all the time?
我怎么可能过我的生活总是这样子过这样的生活？
How can I always represent God?
我们怎么能够永远是代表这个神？
For example, what happens if I have an argument with my wife on the way to work?
如果我跟我的妻子有争吵，
You can ask me about what happens if I have an argument with my wife before I come preaching.
你可以问我，
It happens.
当我来之前。
Isn't tiring to always be mocked at school for my faith? Isn't tiring? I mean, we're called to be holy, but it's tiring to be mocked for our faith at school.
你是不是觉得有时候因为你的这个信仰在学校里被人取笑啊，被人这个嘲笑，这是很难受的一件事情。
If there's a popular movie in the theaters that everyone wants to go. Should I go even though that going to this movie hardly makes me more holy?
如果有一个电影是非常流行的，很多人都想去看，但是我去看的时候可能会对我的这个圣洁的生活有影响，我是还应该去呢？
You see, this question we effective priesthood is a difficult one to answer honestly.
这些问题，说实话是对我们作为一个是不是能做一个好祭司来说是一个很难回答的问题。
In fact, this is something that apart from Jesus is impossible to do.
所以这一部分除了耶稣之外，几乎是不可能。我们作为人呢，就不可能做到。
So we must go back to the first phrase of our passage today.
所以我们必须回到我们第一节所讲的。
As you come to Him, a living stone.
所以你来到耶稣，作为耶稣这个活石。
Let us make our sacrifices acceptable to God only through Jesus Christ.
所以我们要把我们的这个祭物拿到神那里，就通过耶稣这个活石。
Only by yielding our wills and laying down all our lives for Jesus.
所以我们也要愿意放弃我们的一些欲望一些想法，然后愿意为耶稣来付上我们的生命。
Can we be this kind of priest, this holy nation?
我们能够成为这样的这个祭司吗？
It is a hard calling.
是一个很很难的一个呼召。
But we can remember Jesus' words here.
但我们能够记到耶稣的话在这里。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的式样，这样你们心里就必得着享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Brothers and sisters, being priest is a calling that we must embrace as a church.
弟兄姐妹，作为一个祭司，这个呼召我们做祭司，实际上是要我们作为一个教会大家一起。
We must be a church that brings our neighbors to God.
我们作为一个教会，应该是把我们邻居都带到神这里来。
This is our duty.
这是我们的责任。
And God has given us all the tools that we need to perform this work.
神也给了我们所需要的工具来做这项工作。
We must go to Jesus.
我们必须到耶稣那里去。
The living stone, the source of life.
它是活石，它也是生命的源头。
So that through him our sacrifices may be acceptable to God.
所以通过耶稣，我们这个献祭才能够被神所接纳。
Let us pray.
我们祷告吧。
Father, thank you for your great love for us.
神感谢谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you for this incredible calling you have in our lives.
感谢你这个呼召。
As chosen people.To be precious in your sight.
作为你的选择之人，我们在你是宝贵的。
And we pray for the people who are coming to Jesus and try to make a decision.
我们也为这个来为那些人，他们到耶稣面前来，他们要做一个决定的人，为他们祷告。
We pray that they will put you as Jesus Christ as the cornerstone and not be a stumbling block.
我们祷告，求你和他们把耶稣。作为一个活石，而不是一个绊脚石。
And Father, as a church, may we be examples to them.
天父，作为一个教会，求你让我们也成为一个好的榜样。
That when people see our church, they realize we're a holy nation.
当别人看见我们教会时，他们知道我们在这个圣洁的国度。
A holy priesthood.
是一个圣洁的祭司。
Father, we thank you for Jesus' life.
我们感谢你，天父，因为耶稣的生命。
His example.
他的榜样。
And his sacrifice.
他的牺牲。
Christ, and we pray.
我们祷告。
Amen.